Well, it's very tough because their lives have been very, very hard. But it's precisely for that reason that we wanted to come. If you look across the world at different situations around the world, the situation in South Sudan is one of the most concerning, and all members of the Security Council have expressed that concern, and all members of the Security Council have come here today for precisely that reason. We are worried about the people of South Sudan. We want the United Nations to do its bit to help bring peace. But ultimately, the peace and security of the people of South Sudan are the responsibility of its government. So that's why it's essential that the SPLM and the SPLM-IO come to an agreement so that the peace agreement, which they both signed, can be fully implemented. If peace can return, what people have been saying to us very clearly here in the camps is they want to go home. They don't want to stay here. Nobody would choose this life. And they've been saying to us very, very clearly that they want to go home, but they cannot go home until they are secure. They cannot go home as long as women are being raped in the streets. They cannot go home until they are convinced that the government will not attack them, that security forces will not attack them, and they need that reassurance. And that's why full implementation of the peace agreement is so important.
So what is one of the things that you'll take away from here? What are the things that you've been surprised about coming to the PLC? Has anything kind of surprised you or shocked you about the conditions people are living here?
Well, I mean, the first thing that's surprising is that UNMISS is doing this at all. This is very, very unusual. There is no other peacekeeping mission in the world that has this responsibility to protect civilians in camps. So this is unique. And it's very, very clear that for UNMISS, this is an enormous challenge. That's one of the reasons why a regional protection force is so necessary. So much of UNMISS's resource is devoted to protecting civilians in the camps. So yes, that's a big surprise to me, because in other peacekeeping missions that I visit around the world, we do not see this in the same way. But the second thing that's really surprising for me is to hear how tough people's lives are and how very, very desperate people are to return to their homes and return to their normal lives. These are not people who are choosing to come to the camps and who are staying here because they're being given food. They're people who don't feel that they have any alternative. So that has made a very deep impression on me.